Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. And my name is Christy. So have you ever been physically punished when you were little? Well, of course I did, by my parents and partly by my teacher. And today we have a video and it's called, Is it legal for teachers to hit students? I'm not sure what you guys think about this, but I personally think that if the physical punishment is not way too over the line and it really can give the students a little bit of warning, and I think that's fine. But of course that is under the condition that the physical punishment is within the range of being acceptable. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The idea is that because the child's parent or guardian isn't present, their teacher automatically assumes all disciplinary rights and responsibilities. And although adults inflicting pain on children may seem like an obvious breach of their rights, it's actually constitutional. The idea is that because the child's parent or guardian isn't present, their teacher automatically assumes all disciplinary rights and responsibilities. And although adults inflicting pain on children may seem like an obvious breach of their rights, it's actually constitutional. 那么首先来看的第一个字呢，就是 guardian。guardian 呢是指保护者啊，或者其实就是监护人的意思。UA 呢发 R 的音 ，guardian。guardian 它的名词原型跟动词呢是 guard， 指的是守护啊，或者是卫兵的意思。那我们回到 guardian 这一个字呢，我们可以说 before 16 the guardian remains a lot of rights to make decisions for the children， 在16岁以前呢，监护人啊都可以为小孩子做蛮多决定的。那再来它的名词跟动词原型呢是 guard 嘛，那当动词指的是守护，当名词是卫兵，像是英国最有名的就是 changing of the guard， 指的是卫兵交接，不是卫兵换衣服，就是 changing of the guard， 就是在那个伦敦的 Buckingham Palace 前面呢尤其会有这样子。那动词的话呢，我们可以说 The dog is carefully guarding its bone， 这只狗狗呢小心翼翼的捍卫它的骨头这样子。再我们来看的是 present， present 呢指的是在场的。那我之前有提过我很喜欢这一个字啊，是因为在功夫熊猫里面一句 quote， 那这个功夫熊猫里面的这个 Master 乌龟讲到 Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mysteryAnd today is a gift of God, which is why we call it the present. 那 present 呢，除了可以当现在这个时刻呢，也可以当做礼物。所以在这句话呢，讲说，昨日啊已成历史，那明天呢仍是未知。可是今天呢，就是我们现在所处的当下，就是上帝的礼物，也就是我们为什么会称之为 present， 可以当做当下和礼物两种意思来解释。那再我们来看它的名词呢，则是 presence。 presence 呢指的是谁在场的意思，像是我们可以说 He never curses with the presence of his kids， 他在他小孩子在场的时候呢从来不会骂脏话。那他们的反义词呢则是 absent， 指的是缺席的，像是说He has been absent from class for way too many days and the professor is already going to fail him. 他因为就是缺席这堂课呢太多次，所以这个教授呢已经决定啊要把他当掉了。那他的名词呢就是 absence， 指的是不在的意思。像是不确定大家对唱 Breakaway 啊或者是 Piece by Piece 的那个歌手呢 Kelly Clarkson 感到熟悉，就是因为他从小啊就是父亲离弃他们这样，所以呢我们这边就可以说The absence of her father since childhood has always been a giant hole in her heart， 就是呢因为她从小父亲的缺席呢在她心中留下了深深的遗憾。再我们来看是 automatically， automatically 呢指的是自动地，那它的重音在 MA 的地方， AUTO 呢发短音额的音 alter alter， MA 发 a automaticallyAutomatically 指的是自动地，像是我们可以说 You can't automatically assume that people are up to no good， 你总不能一直就是自动地认为啊或者是预设人们心怀不轨。那刚才例句里面讲到这个 assume 这一个字呢，我们来看它的 a 呢是发短音 a 的音，那 u 是发 u 的音，指的是预设的意思或者是预设立场。像是我们可以说 I'm sorry I went to the party without you, I assume you didn't want to go， 对不起啊我没有找你去这个派对，因为我以为啊我预设你并不会想去。那它的名词呢则是 assumption， 指的是假设的意思。 那我们或许可以说 she made an assumption based on the trifles left behind. 她用所观察到的蛛丝马迹呢做出了假设。再我们来看 inflict. Inflict 呢是给予打击的意思。那它有一种加诸于某个人身上，像是我觉得很好用的一句话呢是 don't inflict your values on me. 不要把你的价值观呢加诸于我的身上这样。最后我们来看的是 breach. Breach 呢指的是侵害权利的意思，它的 EA 呢是发长音E, breach. 那有一个跟它长得很像的字呢叫做 bleach, 指的是漂白的意思。那还有另外一个也长得很像叫做 preach, 指的是讲道的意思。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The idea is that because the child's parent or guardian isn't present, their teacher automatically assumes all disciplinary rights and responsibilities. And although adults inflicting pain on children may seem like an obvious breach of their rights, it's actually constitutional.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!